A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as your fellow workers, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We cause no one to stumble in anything, in order that no fault may be found with our ministry. On the contrary, in everything we commend ourselves, as ministers of God, through much endurance, in afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fast, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, and the Holy Spirit, and unfeigned love, and truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness at the right and at the left, through glory and dishonor, insult and praise. We are treated as deceivers, and yet are truthful, as unrecognized, and yet acknowledged, as dying, and beheld we live, as chastised, and yet not put to death, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet enriching many, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Verbum Domini.
Deo gratias.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
The Lord has made known.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritus tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. Verbum Domini. Did you see what happened this past Saturday at the Chicago White Sox baseball park? Really the first American Pope from Chicago addressed via video on the Jumbotron the young people and all the faithful who were gathered at the Chicago White Sox baseball park. And I'd like to relate a couple of the things that he said to our readings today. And so in today's first reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, St. Paul, biblical scholar that he was, quotes Isaiah 49 verse 8. And he says that he's appealing that we would not receive the grace of God in vain. And then quoting Isaiah, he says, "For he says, in an acceptable time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you." And Paul continues, "Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation." So when should we turn to the Lord? When should we return to the Lord? Now. Now is the time. Now is the day. And so Pope Leo said these words to the faithful who are gathered in Chicago. He said, "I'd like to take this opportunity to invite each one of you to look into your own hearts, to recognize that God is present, and that perhaps in many different ways, God is reaching out to you, calling you, inviting you to know his Son, Jesus Christ, through the scriptures, perhaps through a friend or relative, a grandparent who might be a person of faith, maybe through this network, maybe today." And he continued, "But to discover how important it is for each one of us to pay attention to the presence of God in our own hearts, to that longing for love in our lives, for searching, for true searching, for finding the ways that we may be able to do something with our own lives to serve others. And in that service to others, we may find that coming together in friendship, building up community, we too can find true meaning for our lives." Isn't that so true? That it's this encounter with the Lord for this true searching, this desire we all have to love and to be loved. He pointed to the Blessed Trinity. We celebrated yesterday the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, the central mystery of our faith, that God is a communion of love. And if God wasn't a communion of love, then he would not be love from all eternity. Because love requires, as St. Augustine said, a lover, a beloved, and a fountain of love. And he said, St. Augustine said, wherever you find love, you're going to find a trinity, a lover, a beloved, and a fountain of love. And so Pope Leo pointed out that the Trinity is this model for us to have this communion of love? How can we give of ourselves? But as I often say, we never give without it coming back to us, that's the Trinitarian principle. And if you don't believe that, try it. Try it. You'll see that it's true, that we never can give without it coming back to us. That's the rule of charity, if you will. Pope Leo addressed the fact that many people today, experience anxiety and depression. And so he refers to that. And he said, so many people who suffer from different experiences of depression or sadness, they can discover that the love of God is truly healing, that it brings hope, and that actually coming together as friends, as brothers and sisters, in community, in a parish, in an experience of living our faith together, we can find that the Lord's grace, that the love of God can truly heal us, can give us the strength that we need, can be the source of that hope that we all need in our lives. I was watching last night, you know, we have this new on-demand series, The Chris Stefanik Show, and he was interviewing this young man about how we are so addicted to our phones today. And he gave some alarming statistics, how teenagers spend 8.5 hours on average looking at their screens, some even more. But that what we really want and why the people have an experience of loneliness and depression is that isn't meeting our deepest needs for communion, for love. We need personal encounter. And they talked about this thing called phone time, you know, that break from phone time, and how young people will get together. They say, okay, break for phone time. It'll take an hour just to look at their screens and catch up on their notices and those things. But what we really want, what we really long for, is a personal communion. And that's what the parish life, that's what Catholic life brings about, that we gather together like this morning on this Monday, this weekday, and we're together worshiping the Lord. We're having communion with Him. We're having and experiencing a communion with one another. That's what we're longing for. That's the remedy, as he says. He says they can discover that the love of God is truly healing, that it brings hope, that coming together as friends, as brothers and sisters in community in a parish, it's a beautiful thing. And sometimes we take it for granted. You know, I've really grown an appreciation of my own heritage in the Archdiocese of Dubuque, and just a strong, strong Catholic culture there. And you know, there's a lot of sayings that we have that actually come from our Catholic culture, from the scriptures themselves. And so I can remember hearing, you know, we made it by the skin of our teeth. Well, that comes from the book of Job. Or, yep, the handwriting was on the wall. That comes from the prophet Daniel. And another one, go the extra mile. That's from today's gospel. Go the extra mile. In other words, be generous. And Pope Leo concluded his comments in saying this. He said, so I'd like to invite all of you to take a moment to open up your own hearts to God, to God's love, and to that peace which only the Lord can give us. To feel how deeply beautiful, how strong, how meaningful the love of God is in our lives. And to recognize that while we can do nothing to earn God's love, God in His own generosity continues to pour out His love upon us. And as He gives us His love, He only asks us to be generous. and to share what he has given with us, with others. Go the extra mile. This is our Catholic way of life, to be generous, to be ready to give even more than what is asked of us. And as I said, the Trinitarian principle, we never give without it coming back to us. It always does. And if you don't believe that, you can try that. Yesterday, I was blessed to celebrate the 8:30 and 11 o'clock Mass at the cathedral downtown, and it's always a beautiful liturgy. I'm always edified by the liturgy there and the faith of the families and people that are gathered there. And afterwards, I was actually speaking with Jim and Joy's daughter and her husband and all of their beautiful children. And she was talking about the second reading yesterday, which was St. Paul's letter to the Romans. I didn't even speak about that particular passage, but it shows you how, yes, sometimes God does speak to us, and he does speak to us through the preacher's words, but there are other ways that he speaks to our hearts, and there'll be a scripture passage that will speak to us that maybe isn't referred to, or a prayer, or just in the silence of our hearts, that we encounter the Lord. She said, wasn't that second reading awesome? And what did St. Paul say? And today he referred to the afflictions and what he had undergone through much, today's reading, through much endurance and afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, and so on. And yesterday in his letter to the Romans, knowing that affliction produces endurance. And endurance, proven character. And proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint. She said, I'm going to put that on my refrigerator. That, again, endurance, affliction produces endurance. Endurance, proven character. And proven character, hope. And that hope does not disappoint. That's our passage for this year, this Jubilee Year of Hope, that again Pope Leo referred to on Saturday. Our hope does not disappoint, and that God even turns these afflictions in our lives to a strength to be able to endure them. St. Paul referred to in the Holy Spirit by the power of God in today's reading, where he's talking about all these things he was going through. But it's in the Holy Spirit, it's in the power of God that he was able to do these things. So affliction produces this ability to endure, to have a strength to endure that leads to this proven character. And when we have this strength of character, we have hope, and this hope that doesn't disappoint, because the love of God's been poured into our hearts, that he does strengthen us for the trials of this life. And he produces a beautiful fruit of proven character and hope in our lives. An aside as well, her husband was talking about, because I had referred to, it was Father's Day, of course, and it was, I referred to the family meal, the importance of that, having the family meal. He said, you know, for a lot of the things that we as fathers have to do in guiding our children, a lot of that is taken care of if we just take our family to Mass on Sunday and bring them to confession. A lot of those things are resolved or taken care of. And how true that is, that we have this divine help, that we have the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to give us light, to help us to live in communion. When we go to confession, we're admitting I'm part of the problem. And I acknowledge that, and I receive a grace then to not be part of the problem anymore, but rather to be a source of unity. And then when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion, we are enabled to live in a greater communion with God and with one another. So let us go the extra mile, as our Lord said. Somebody asks you to go a mile, go two. Go two. Be ready to be generous. And it's the Lord that enables us to do this if we remain close to him, if we cling to him, if we pray to him, if we receive the sacraments. Then we have this power of God within us to enable us to be able to go the extra mile cheerfully, joyfully, and lovingly, to have this proven character that leads to hope, a hope that does not disappoint.